gentlemen, and welcome to the Telephone Hour. Tonight, with Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra, we present Lili Pons. Our program consists of four selections and features our soloist in the Bell song from Lakmé by Delibes, as well as in Prokofiev's theme and variation. The orchestra will be heard in The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Dukat and David Rose's modern and jaunty little exercise, which opens our program. Holiday for Spring. Understood unusually well the problems and possibilities of the vocal arts. Heinrich Krook trained many important singers a century ago and wrote quite a number of songs expressly for them. We hear one of the most famous of these, Krook's Theme and Variations, Lili Pons. Thank you.
back to the old hometown the other day, and did I get a surprise? The place is getting bigger, growing up, spreading up. 10-story buildings, new homes going up.
But I couldn't help wondering how so many people find there all the things they need. Schools, churches, markets, water supply, telephone service. Somebody must have done a lot of looking ahead.
Yes, looking ahead. How important that is. In the telephone business, we try to make it a habit. We think it's our job to look ahead, think ahead, work ahead, practically and sensibly, but with imagination and enterprise, too. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Recently, several groups of people, including stockholders who were present at their annual meeting, have been viewing a special exhibit prepared by the American Telephone and Telegraph Company. They had a chance to see such things as toll dialing in actual operation, the new method of handling long-distance calls where the operator dials straight through to the faraway telephone. They saw a tiny new invention about the size of a pencil eraser, a transistor, which has the amazing ability to amplify the sound of your voice. They marveled at displays of coaxial cable and radio relay, new kinds of voice pathways which help so much in handling the enormous increases in telephoning. One man was heard to say something to this effect. "We've had the best telephone service in the world for years, but from looking at this, I get the notion that we've hardly begun." He was right. This land of ours is growing, and as the telephone helps it grow, so will the telephone grow with it. Looking ahead, working ahead, to be ready for any need.
If you should, by any chance, happen to be browsing around in the home or workshop of your neighborhood magician, we urge you to exercise the utmost caution. Don't touch anything, particularly if you see an open book with a magic formula written down. Do not try it out to see if it works, because once upon a time, a very lazy lad did just that and got into serious trouble. Composer Paul Dukas tells the story in his own musical way. So let's listen to Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra in the humorous adventure of The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Thank you.
Number of the evening, Lily Fawns brings us an aria which she interprets with great beauty and for which she is particularly famous. With Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra, we hear the lovely Bell Song from Lakmé by Delif. Miss Fawns.
Oh,
Lily Fawns. This evening, Miss Fawns sang Theme and Variation by Heinrich Kroff and the bell song from Delibes' opera Lakmé. The orchestra performed Holiday for Strings by David Rose and The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Dukat. Next week, we will present Pia Tassinari and Ferruccio Tagliavini. And one feature will be a repeat of the duet Lontano, Lontano, so many of you requested. On May 9th, you will hear the Yale Glee Club. On the 16th, Mary Martin and Ezio Pinza. And on May 23rd, Bidu Sayal. So, until next week then, for music you like with Pia Tassinari and Ferruccio Tagliavini, Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra, we remain sincerely yours, the Bell Telephone System.